Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's Thursday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. Glad to be with you. Glad you're joining me. Glad we're in God's Word, and glad we have God's Word. Praise the Lord. We have a relationship with the Lord not based upon man's intuition or imagination, but upon divine revelation that the God of the Word has told us who He is by giving us the Word of God. Well, now we come from elders to deacons. Look at what it says in verses 8 through 13. Deacons likewise must be dignified, not double-tongued, not addicted to much wine, not greedy for dishonest gain. They must hold the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience. And let them also be tested first. Then let them serve as deacons if they prove themselves blameless. Their wives, likewise, must be diligent, not slanderers, but sober-minded, faithful in all things. Let deacons each be the husband of one wife, managing their children and their own household well. For those who serve well as deacons gain a good standing for themselves and also great confidence in the faith that is in Christ Jesus. All right. Alert, alert, alert. We're going to be in this text at least 2 days. And maybe even next Monday as well, but this is another rich text. And again, leadership is so important. We need to understand God's profile. Now, an elder is an overseer of the flock. An elder is one who shepherds the people, the processes, and the policies of a church to be faithful to Christ. They are to secure the right preaching of the Word of God, God-centered worship, and they are to oversee the implementation of the Great Commission and the Great Commandment. But they are augmented by the office, the ordained office of deacon. We find it coming forth in Acts chapter 6. And as deacons are recognized, there's qualifications that are given into the text that are expanded in what I just read. And they are told as those who lead in mercy, who serve the tables. Now, tables is another Greek word for banks. In other words, the deacons oversee the stewardship of the church, the resources, including the financial resources of the church, and lead in the mercy ministry of the church under the auspices of the eldership as they care and give them direction. Now, as they do this and ordained to do it, we are told that they are to be qualified as well. And so what does a qualified deacon, a man who is called as a deacon, what is he to have? Well, it says deacons likewise. Now, the word likewise in the Bible means what previously was stated is true about what's now being stated in a similar fashion, but not an exact fashion. In other words, just as the elders had to be above reproach and qualified, and the qualifications are laid out for us in their personal, marital, family, and church and community life, as that is done, so also the deacons are to be likewise in a similar fashion. Now, not exactly, because the offices are not interchangeable. The office of deacon has its own profile, its own responsibilities. Therefore, the qualifications are going to differ somewhat, but they are very similar to the qualifications of an elder. That's why the word likewise is there, in similar fashion, but not exact. And then he begins to give what it means to be above reproach to occupy the office of deacon. And the first thing he starts off with is dignified. So I want you to think about those qualifications. I want you to work your way through them and think about them. And then ask yourself a question as we come together. Right in the middle of the qualifications, Paul diverts himself to talk about the wives of deacons. Now, some would say it's another office of deaconess, but that's not contextually or grammatically or syntactically sustainable. It's very clear that he's talking about deacons in this entire paragraph, and he takes time to talk about their wives, which, by the way, would be applicable to the wives of elders as well. Why is it so important to talk about the wife of a deacon? Think through that for tomorrow, and then we'll be back together to be in God's Word together. What a great blessing it is for me. But for today, this is another slice of fresh bread. Join me tomorrow. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.